a good day. I did enough to use my AK, cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AKA though, from the superstar, that's a bad pun. I miss big puns, called out my dad, huh? He said you won the number one daughter award. I said, Dad, that's cause I'm proud from you, my mom's umbilical cord. He tell me the call so I can rap and also feeling it hard. Chilling up with the Lord, finesse in a sundress, strolling, so happy I quit.
So is this no rap? What do you consider this?
This would be hip-hop.
It's hip-hop?
Yeah.
It was the last night I fell asleep watching The Closer, which was about a rap hip-hop artist getting knocked off. Let's see, what else? Hawaii Five-O and Castle. All three of them. I did not go to the Playboy show. Didn't do much for me last week, so I decided, why bother? So here we are. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tuesday morning, and we are winning. Are we not?
Winning.
We are winning. We are winning. Actually, what we're trying to do is make contact with Uri Geller, and I can't see that I'm going back and forth on email.
Maybe we should all think about him and send him a mental message.
A mental message.
What do you think? Ready? Forget the phone. Here
he's
we
in
go.
The VIP room at the Boris Paul Airport in Kiev.
Paging Uri Geller.
Yeah.
Paging Uri Geller.
Boris Paul. I love, doesn't that sound, that really sounds Eastern, doesn't it? Sounds
Boris
Russian.
Pole?
Doesn't it?
Better
Boris
than the
Paul.
Kind of pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so we're working on that. Meanwhile, we've been talking this morning about stamps and whether or not this is all over Facebook. We've been asking the question, the poll today asked, it seems kind of, I don't know whether, I'm not sure I think that it's silly. But it's something people are talking about, something that you can do. I learned something this morning. And what I also just found out is that Canada has been doing its own stamps for years. I remember, this happens pretty much, Richie, every time I mention Canada and something you're doing up there, somebody invariably will call me or send me a note. Well, if you like Canada so much, why don't you move there? And all I'm doing is making a comment.
You're being deported.
I just think that it's, why are people that provincial? You can't talk about anything that's going. I remember when I used to go to England all the time. Remember, Richie, they'd say, if you like England so much, why don't you just move there? Like, hello. That's the problem with the world. We need more tolerance, right? So anyway, stamps and what you can do. That's the subject of our poll at DougSteffen.com today, and the Facebook question as well. You think the post office is going to help themselves by making it easy for you to make your own stamps. Also, from today's show at DougSteffen.com, the story of the SS Garisopa, Garisoppa. The SS. You know what SS means?
Sure, it's like a ship. It's a name for a boat, right?
It used to be referred to, right? It was the first reference to steamships. SS was steamship, and then there are other uses of it. In this circumstance, the SS Garisopa, Garisoppa, Garisopa, was a ship, and it was torpedoed by a German U-boat 70 years ago. Now, we're a little early for the 2020 news quiz, but I might as well have you work on this a little bit because it's a great story, in fact. What is the story? Why is the SS Garisopa, the SS Garisopa, which was torpedoed by this German U-boat 70 years ago, why is it in the news today if this happened 70 years ago? It's the end of World War II. It wasn't even the end of World War II. It would have been 41, 42, 41, right? 70 years ago is 41. It's 2011. Hold on, I don't do this math. 1941. Got torpedoed. Why? 800-510-8255. The why wraps itself around, why are we talking about it today? What is there that's unusual? 800-510-8255. Tell us the Garisopa. I guess that's how you pronounce it, Garisopa story. And don't forget to check out our video of the day today, Walter Urban, the fellow that we were talking to earlier. We have a podcast of his conversation with us. When do those normally go up? Richie, are they up?
You could probably catch that in about 5 or 10 minutes. The whole hour will be up there, and then we'll put up a just that interview up here in about the next half hour.
Right. Okay. All right. So check that out as well. So we want to know the Gare Sapa story. 800-510-8255 for either some free e-food or other swell Doug Steffen paraphernalia, which becomes part of our connection to the world. All right. So I want to spend a minute here talking about children and some very interesting good news that I found out. Do you know that a study has been released suggesting that teenagers who are happy will not go into a life of crime? Now, on the surface, that seems like a
that makes sense. Yeah.
Right? But more about the reason that teens are happy. Teens are happy if they're doing well at school and if their parents are pleased with them and if they like their friends. This sounds like, you know, we all talk about how teenagers have changed so much. I don't see any difference. From when I was a teenager, you were a teenager. We all like to have our friends around us, right? Mm-hmm. We all wanted to
be accepted by our parents
accepted.
And praised.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we want to be loved by our parents anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe acceptance is another way of putting it, Jennifer. But I don't see this is interesting because there was a meeting of the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas, and they've been studying why American teenagers are so unhappy. Why are, do you know, you have, I have teenagers in my family, nieces mm-hmm. and nephews, they seem very happy. My sister's daughter, Mandy, who follows us on Facebook, Jennifer, mm-hmm. in the Facebook page, she knows what's going on all the time. She's always sending me a Facebook note, has three girls. They are the most wonderful girls. She has done such a, remarkable, I don't know why that is, because we seem to think that parents today who do a good job with their children, it's unusual. The kids, they're all three girls. One of them is a teenager, sophomore in high school, wonderful girl. Her name is Maddie. And then there is Katie, who is about maybe seven, I'm thinking, at this point in time. And then she has a little two-and-a-half-year-old who mm-hmm. saw me at the wedding on Saturday. And she said, there's Uncle Dougie. Did he bring a cow with him?
Oh, that's so cute.
You'll have to go to
you should have brought a cow. I'm sure your wedding party would have loved
but
it.
But the point is that teenagers, it seems unusual for us to find teenagers who are happy these days.
Well, I think because it's cool to be angsty. People think you're emotional.
Angsty,
and
angry, or just...
I don't know if it's angry, but it's moody. People...
Moody, you know, that's the word I was searching for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's a cool thing, to be moody, to be a deep thinker. That's what the teenagers like.
Yeah. Well, I find it... I remember Megan when she was 16 or 17.
Whew. Was she moody?
Ooh.
Angsty?
Ah. It's a picture of her here we took one day. It was on Father's Day. My father wanted a picture of the three of us, and we still laugh about it. The puss on that face of hers in that picture. We kept her on just for that, so we can all laugh about it. What are you doing? It isn't that you need to make your teenagers happy. You can't make anybody happy. They may be happy when they're around you. It's not your job to make them happy. But if they're happy because of the type of person you are or what sort of leadership you're giving, their ideas about being human beings that have some kind of constructive life ahead of them, it comes from inspiration. It comes from admiration often. Children will get whatever the environment provides for them. So if they are happy, it could be that you're presenting them with a good, positive environment. But it is not your job to make them happy, but it is nice when they are happy in their environment. And you can do a lot, too, as a parent, to make them, make the environment better. What can you do? Have you thought about the way it was when your teenage years were your focus? When you were a teenager, what was your life like? Was it good? Did you enjoy life? Or was it...
That was okay.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It wasn't where I peaked. That's for sure.
No. Well, I think you're peaking now.
Thanks. But a lot of people peaked during high school. But, you know, I think as a girl, you naturally go through some crankiness. I remember being a good kid, but I remember also being really cranky. And I think that's a hormonal thing. With my mom, anyway. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
We'd have some drop
Did
down.
Your father help you and your happiness quotient when you were a teenager?
Yeah, but I was always seeking his approval, so I guess when I got it, I would feel better.
You think you still are, and that's why you're working with him?
Probably. Right. Boy, I don't have to go to therapy anymore.
Yeah, I'm just taking care of you. You're all set.
No, woo! I actually enjoy working for him now, but I'm sure that's why I started working for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's a good feel for you. You're
yeah, I just
very
lucked
good.
Out that it was,
you see,
you know.
What, this is what you and Roberta have in common. You're both very good at this. And you have different experiences. Obviously, she's got a lot more years in this. But you're both very, that's the reason you're here, because you're both very good at this. Bear in mind, the best people on the radio, as most people know, whether folks listening think about it, this is for all of us. Richie, who is very happy to tell us when we're doing a good job and when we need some improvement, because he's listening with sort of that in mind. He's become pretty good in the programming department over the years that he's been working with me. Of course, I've taught him everything he knows.
Everything he knows.
Lots of practice.
Lots of practice. Listening to
what not to do.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, this is so people need to be comfortable for the most part. And listening to people who kind of have a comfort zone in their lives is we have a little edge on us here and there. It's not bad. I certainly know I do. And there are stories that I will tell that are aimed at getting you to think and perhaps be a little bit on the edge of your seat. But that, well, I think, hopes, my hope is that it helps you to, you know, create sort of a different life, something else to think about. I'm interested in you thinking about what's going on in your life, and certainly how you're raising your children is an important facet of that, thinking about, actually thinking about what your impact is on your children. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15 hours staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more
more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Something in your eyes makes me want.
So we are focused on the music today from the television show The Sing-Off, and where we get a moment or two, as we do every hour, set aside a few moments for some of the music that's around, either reflective of your life and your history, some emotional key to your life, or something that's new. This is an all a cappella television program, and these are the Deltones. They're was a group in the 50s and 60s called the Del Vikings. Didn't sound like the Deltones. This is Randy Newman's Feels Like Home.
If you knew how much this moment means to me and how long I've waited.
Pretty soulful.
For your time.
Think they sound sincere, Richie?
Yeah, this is great.
Jennifer?
I like this show a lot. I think it's cool what these people do.
This is a different approach. That's why this is doing okay in the ratings, is it not?
It is, yes.
Okay. Roberta like this or not?
I like it, yeah. I do like it.
All right, so these are the Deltones. The judges gave them the thumbs up. Okay, let's see how the collectives do singing Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Love it.
And all a cappella. That doesn't mean the song they pick has to be a cappella, just that they have interpreted it.
Go ahead and send me out, and I'll lay on there. See how I live with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do.
This grows on you. Judges call them solid, but not spectacular. Older. Anybody watch this last night, by the way?
No, I didn't. I saw it last week. I did not watch it last night.
All right. I find this intriguing. I think you're right, Jennifer. It's a pretty intriguing concept. All right, also a group performing last night on the Sing-Off, Sold Out, S-O-U-L-D, Sold Out, singing a combination of Fifth Dimension's two big songs, Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In. But this show proves that you can put almost any song, if you got some good harmony, to the music without any instrumentation. Pretty good, isn't it?
Sounds like they have musical instruments with them.
Yeah,
they don't.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This show's real talent, though. It's not covered by any type of electronics or instruments or real talent here.
Good. Good young group. All right, so let's see. Rich, you got time. Let's squeeze in 2713, which is a group called the Dartmouth Airs. Pretty obvious version of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. Pretty good, right? Good. All right, so it's all from the sing-off last night. Are they on two nights a week like some of these other shows? Or is that just X Factor now?
I don't know. I think it might just be one night a week.
I think it's just one
night a week. Okay. All right, I started the 2020 news quiz a little early, so let me repeat the question. I want to know why the SS Gersuppa, which was torpedoed by a German U-boat 70 years ago today, is in the news today. 800-510-8255 for the prize on Good Day. 2020 News Quiz question. And the story, by the way, is at DougStephan.com, so it's not like there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. Just find out why we are talking about this former it was a submarine torpedo by a U-boat. What's the story? 800-510-8255.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix struck a multi-year deal with the DreamWorks Animation Studio, bringing animated movies like Shrek and Kung Fu Panda to the streaming service. The deal won't completely make up for Netflix's loss of Disney, and to make matters worse, the new content won't be available until 2013. In other news, Google is working with the Israel Antiquities Authority to put the 2,000-year-old Dead Sea Scrolls online. Five of the most important scrolls are now available and have been translated to English. Nearly all the scrolls should be available by 2016. And finally, news of Amazon's tablet keeps surfacing as the company is expected to make a big announcement this Wednesday. New information confirms a 7-inch backlit touchscreen and a look similar to BlackBerry's Playbook. Amazon has named it the Kindle Fire to differentiate it from its other e-readers. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. If you're at a computer, you can stay with Good Day through the morning till 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, live every day. And you can join us by going to DougStephan.com, Doug, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. See the big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. You click on that and you'll have us, all of us, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me, right there. That's the environment to help make your day better. And you all know the first step toward getting somewhere is to decide that you want a good environment. You want to be in an environment full of minds. Richie's mind, Roberta's mind, Jennifer's mind. We all have a mind of our own. So you choose this environment to help you develop your own reality. And we all know that if you develop you're developing your reality, which hopefully will get you toward your objective. Don't you think every day we wake up, some people just their objective is to get through the day. Other people want
to
really...
I think just to float through, just to get through it.
Really? Yeah. You're not a floater. Come
no,
on.
I'm not a floater. I don't like to just get through it. But I like to enjoy my process.
Right. But we all know people who work for us who are just floaters.
Yeah.
And you all, by the way, have people that maybe all of us employ folks. Roberta, not so much anymore, but Jennifer and her business certainly does. I do. Richie does. And the people that you employ need to feel like, I think, if they're going to be successful, they're contributing something to your success, contributing something to your environment. But it can't all be about them. It has to be about the whole picture. You know what I mean? You know people that you work around. Everything is all about them.
Yeah, that's a part of being a team. And I think that's what you have to
you
have.
You can't
have
be a part of a team if everything is all about you, however. Right?
There is no you in team.
No, there is. Good. Write that down.
Make that into a poster.
Good for you. Nice job, Roberta. All right, I've decided you're going to have two 2020 News Quiz questions. What I say?
He always confuses us.
All right.
Did I say that? By the way, it was pointed out to me by someone who's listening very carefully to this program that I never said what Roberta and Jen were good at doing. in the last half hour, I was talking about how good they are.
Uh-oh.
And, but I thought I did say what you were good at. You were good. Well, you're good at communicating. You're good at getting people enthusiastic about what it is that you're trying to sell. Because we're all, let's face it, we're all pitchmen. We're pitching ideas. Right? We are. Roberta's got her idea about the way she would like her life and the world to be. Jennifer has her idea about the way she would
and
like.
I'm wearing stylish shoe inserts from Dr. Schultz.
Yeah, and right. You have your shoe inserts from Dr. Schultz? It's all okay.
There we go.
Perfect. Right? It's all perfect. Isn't it? Have you heard that before? It's all perfect. So the second 2020 News Quiz question may be easier than the first one, although I'm going to get the first one answered, I have a feeling, in a moment. Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to write his autobiography. If you were paying attention to what's new at DougStefan.com a day or two ago, I think it was someday last week this announcement was made, he's going to write his autobiography. What is it entitled? What's the working title for Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book that will be out a year from now? He's getting paid.
Is it a famous catchphrase?
No hints.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing that. Don't even try to bring me there, Jennifer. We'll not go there. Obviously, it's got to fit with something that has been in his professional life, right? And I mean, that. What else?
Mm-hmm. I turned to the back of his book.
The back of his book.
800-510-8255. What's the title for Schwarzenegger's autobiography? He was having lunch with Maria Shriver at a very swanky hotel restaurant in Santa Monica over the weekend. They get together frequently, talk about the children. Smart. Smart, smart, smart to talk about the children, make sure that they are their priority. That's unfortunately not something that always happens in a divorce. The children are cast aside for the egos, the dominant egos of the man or the woman, and they forget about how important it is for the children to get through all of this intelligently. And my own philosophy is, if everybody would do their divorce the way Schwarzenegger, regardless of whether he's a cur, because he slept with everybody that had the skirt on that he could find over the years they were married, and, you know, the obvious stories that go with it. The children are very important to the two of them, and they are both smart enough to want not to screw up their lives, their children's lives. And actually, that goes back to what we were talking about before. The environment that you are brought up in is going to determine how well you live your life and how happy you are. So they are smart enough to know that they need to keep a balance with their children, and for that I praise them and say good job. Wouldn't you think that isn't that smart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you got to do that.
And that says a lot about him. I mean, you're right. It gives
a lot about both
of
them.
Back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Okay, so what's the title of his book? That's question number two. Question number one, we go to Maria, who's in, is it Tuscumbia? Where is that? Maryland, right? Or Montana? Where are you?
Tuscumbia, Missouri.
Yeah, it's Tuscumbia, Missouri. So what's that near, Maria?
Eldon and Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, okay, good. I know that area. It's nice. Gets kind of humid in the summertime there, right? You've had way more water than you needed this summer as well. Is that also correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And there are a lot of good farms. How are the farmers doing with the corn and beans and stuff in your area?
In my area, they're doing very well.
Yeah. Are you a wife of a farmer? Or are you a farmer yourself?
Both.
Both of those things.
I'm a farmer and help him farm.
Ah, good. What do you drive for tractors?
Like a Massey, and one is, now you got me on the spot, and I'm trying to think of it.
Is it a Farmall? Those are my favorites.
No, it's a Farmall.
Yes.
Too old.
Yes,
it is a Farmall.
Some of them, they have a new series of Farmalls out, but the Masseys are my favorite. Tell them I've got a couple of old 1100s, an 1150, some 180s. And some newer ones as well. But I have about a dozen.
You used to say Farmalls were your favorite.
Well, I have Farmalls too.
Masseys are your favorite.
Well, they're my favorite newer tractor. The Internationals are my favorite older tractor, and the Farmalls.
All right.
Okay. So much for farm talk, Maria. What?
Yes.
What's the reason that we are talking about this ship, the Garasopa, and the fact that it was torpedoed 70 years ago by a German U-boat? Why is that in the news now?
It was hauling silver coins.
A lot of silver, apparently.
That's a lot of silver.
$210 million worth. It could be the biggest shipwreck haul ever. $210 million. So apparently there are, the divers have found this thing. I've been working on it for many years because everybody knew the thing was loaded with silver. And so they're trying to find it. If they do, they'll own the $210 million bucks. I guess when they do these things, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that there's usually some company or some man who foots the bill, and they all share it. There's somebody, they go out and they say, well, we found this, we don't have enough money to do it, so some guy invests in the trip, and he gets half, and they get half. So, not a bad deal. But it doesn't, it belongs to nobody. At this point, 70 years later, it's public domain, I'm guessing. So there you go, Maria. Good story. Good job. Thank you. Hold on just a second. You'll get some Doug Steffen paraphernalia or some e-food, whichever you prefer, and keep farming well. How much? What kind of farming? How active are you in it? You said you do with some as well. What do you do?
We do right now corn and some wheat and soybeans.
Uh-huh. And are you on the tractor with your husband?
Not right now.
No. Oh, well, I didn't figure right now. I figured you were on the phone.
No.
All right. Okay, I give them all my best. Hold on a minute, Maria, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to talk with you. All right, so what's the name of the Arnold Schwarzenegger book? We got a minute for that. His autobiography. We had the story posted a few days ago at DougSteffen.com. The same day, if this helps you, the same day that we had the story about those mothers that shaved their heads to raise awareness for childhood cancer. Do you remember that story? I believe it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that story, right, about the mothers who shaved their heads to raise awareness for... This is a Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And apparently the reason they have 46 moms on this is because every day in this country, 46 mothers learn their children, one of their children has cancer. So every day in this country, there are 46 cases of childhood cancer that are discovered. So that's why they have these 46 moms who have shaved their heads to raise awareness for this. All different kinds of cancers. I had somebody who was with me yesterday, and I'm trying to remember what the circumstance was. I was talking, or was it at the wedding? I'm not important to the story. The this mother had lost her child at 18 to cancer. That has to be, you know, we sort of accept cancer as...
In older people.
In older people, but you don't discover, you know, the... I don't think you can possibly discover or imagine what anybody feels like when they lose a child. Anytime a child dies before you do, that really is upsetting. But something like cancer seems to be, I think it just feels like it's more upsetting. At any rate. Okay, I'll give you another minute to see if we can figure out what the Schwarzenegger book is titled. I heard that he was getting a $13 million advance. Don't you think that sounds a little steep, Roberta?
Yeah.
What's the
I've
most?
I've heard five, but...
Mrs. Clinton got $8 million advance for her book. I remember that.
I mean, really?
$13 million. You think they sell that many copies
what
of that
they,
book?
What do they expect to sell?
Well, who'd be interested in Arnold's story?
I think a lot of people. Because you're going to have...
That was Roberta.
You're going to have people that are interested in him from a movie and entertainment aspect.
Right.
And then
what
you're
are they
want
expecting?
The dirty secrets,
what people are expecting? Exactly. People are expecting him to talk about every woman that he nailed.
Right. And then you're going to also have the political people who want to read about his career politically.
Right.
So I think, you've got a lot of different audiences.
His personal life, his political life, and his movie
life. Yeah.
And maybe his bodybuilding life, getting over here from Austria. You know, what Brown was. So there's a good story there.
And you also have the entire country of Austria, which probably would be interested.
Yeah.
You would think.
A few books
He's
over there.
He's probably a hometown hero.
Yeah. All right. So we don't get the answer to that. We'll go straight into Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus's daily dose of important medical information, his tips for you to stay tip-top in shape and the best of health. That's right around the corner here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, one day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
All right, so Dr. Ken here in a moment. The book title, actually I should ask Dr. Ken because he's a big Arnold fan. Aren't you an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, Ken?
Neutral.
No.
I'm not a big advocate of his lifestyle.
No, nobody really. I don't think there are too many people signing on to that. But as far as his movies,
the fact that he's a self-made man, basically came here with nothing, made a good career of himself.
Right.
But I think he fizzled out.
Right. Well, he's going to write a book, and the tentative title is Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. That's the working title. Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story.
He's a good salesman.
Ah, absolutely a great salesman. And speaking of that, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here on the Good Day program with his daily dose of important medical information. Can eating fish lower the risk of strokes? We'll get the answer to that in a moment after we talk about your face and this fantastic anti-aging cream that's called Tautinol. It is here for you to reduce the fine lines. You can have an operation if you want to. You can have surgery. You can get injections. You can have the chemical peels. Pretty risky stuff, though, and painful and expensive when you find out that Tautinol is available and the material that's in it, proven ingredients to reverse the signs of aging on your face. That's a pretty strong sales point, don't you think, Ken?
Absolutely. This is the real thing. You want your wrinkles to go away. You want to try something, get your money back. If it doesn't work, this is a product developed by a plastic surgeon, and it's been tested in studies that have been published in good journals. It's safe, and yes, it's effective.
It nourishes your skin. The ingredients in Tautinol stimulate the growth of your own collagen and elastin. That keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. How do you get a hold of this fantastic product? I thought you'd never ask. Call this number. It's the only way you can order it. Get it delivered to your home. Call 800-291-2584. 800-291-2584. You'll buy two, get one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. You get a special gift as well. 800-291-2584. Again, 800-291-2584. For Tautinol. All right, what's the story with fish?
This is out of the medical journal Stroke, Doug. People who eat fish a few times each week, they're slightly less likely to suffer a stroke than those who only eat fish little or none.
Little or none. So fish is good. Now, we also have good news about eating your veggies.
Out of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association this week, broccoli, cabbage, and other vegetables, they may protect against colon cancer. It seems that broccoli, kale, cauliflower, turnips, and cabbage, for example, appear to reduce the risk of cancer in the upper colon, while both total fruit and vegetable intake reduce the risk of cancer in the lower colon.
What about deep voices, men who have deep voices? What is there about their effect on women?
Guys, you want to make sure that woman remembers you? This is out of memory and cognition, not making this up. Lower voices, Doug, they seem to stick better in women's memories. Women are more likely to remember something if they've heard it from a man with a low voice than one with a higher pitch. The theory is that women are hardwired to pay better attention to a potentially superior mate. This is the reason that male voice pitch should be important, is that pitch of the voice gives an indication of how much testosterone the man has. They're more fertile, their immune system is stronger.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I saw a picture of him the other day. You know, there's always, you can always find where are they now sorts of things, or this is what he looked like then, this is what he looks like now. I remember the night that I met him. This is Boy George from the movie The Crying Game, which was released during this week in 1992. I believe this is the last thing he had musically of any significance, isn't it? Huh?
Well, yeah, it hasn't been much of a factor for at least 20 years, right?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is about 19 years ago. Boy George, though, if you see pictures of him today, he looks
terrible.
Oh, my God, he's fat. The drugs have really taken their toll on him. But I remember, as a matter of fact, I don't know what we ever did with that picture, Richie. We have it on the old website. We had a picture of
it was on the old site.
Megan and
sure
me and Uri with Boy George. Uri,
what a funny pairing for
dragged,
you and Boy
George. Uri dragged us to this show, which was awful. It was the story of Boy George's life. And because he and his name is George O'Dowd, because Uri and Boy George are friends, and he called up because of, I don't know, the ticket sales, who knows what, would come watch the show and people will talk about you being there, blah, blah, blah. So he dragged the two of us to see it. Megan actually was more interested. I didn't have much interest in seeing it at all, but I went because Uri wanted us to go. But we went downstairs, I swear to you. The three of us, Megan, Uri, and me, were the only straight people in the whole joint. There wasn't another man or woman. It was straight. And we went downstairs to have our pictures taken with him. And it was, as Uri says, bizarre. Pretty bizarre reality. Anyway, that's the story. The movie, as we get into movie moments, we got movie music. Chuck Curry is here. Our quiz question today, here, ready for the Who Said It, Chucker. This is for the audience, obviously. Figure it out. Get the prize. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, you'll call us at 800-510-8255. Who said, quote, "I always felt that if my name wasn't on any of my movies, they would have made more money." Was that Woody Allen, Wes Craven, or Sylvester Stallone? Who said that? "I always felt that if my name was not on any of my movies, they would have made more money." Was that Woody Allen, Wes Craven, or Sylvester Stallone that said that? 800-510-8255. No hints, please. Chucker has movie news for us right after this on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, who said, "I always felt that if my movie didn't have my name on it, they would have made more money"? Woody Allen, Wes Craven, Sylvester Stallone, pick a name while Chucker gives us some movie news.
Hi, Doug. Film District, the production entity currently distributing the movie Drive, close to a deal to pick up the rights to release a remake of Red Dawn. This is a retelling of the 1984 action drama which starred Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen about high school students involved in a war with foreign invaders. This movie's been in the can since 2009 at MGM, but due to bankruptcy problems, it sat on the shelf. It stars Chris Hemsworth, who stars the store, so they certainly have a viable product to market to the public. It should hit theaters sometime in 2012. Other bit of news, Kevin Costner dropping out of Quentin Tarantino's newest film, The Django Unchained. Costner was supposed to play a very nasty villain in the film opposite Leonardo DiCaprio, who also plays a villain, but passed due to scheduling conflicts. He's going to play Jonathan Kent in the new Superman movie over at Warner Brothers. And The Lone Ranger, which we've talked about many times in the past few weeks, is back on at Disney. They've come to an agreement.
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Johnny Depp will play Tonto, will be produced by Jerry Bruckheimer.
And who's playing The Lone Ranger?
Arnie Hammer, who played the twins in The Social Network.
My son's become friends with him. Says he's a very, very good guy. Very interesting. We were talking about him over the weekend. Very interesting fellow from a very interesting family, obviously. All right, let's see here. How about we go to El Paso, KTSM. Edward, what's the name of the fellow that we focused on who said what he said about his movies? Who was that?
Woody Allen.
It was Woody Allen who said that. And you know what? He's probably right. Right? Hold on a second. 59